There may be thousands of Ugandan-based real estate WhatsApp groups, but not all of them are suitable for you, and not all of them are worth joining. Some of them are quite large, while others are as small as 10 members. Some of them specialize or focus on real estate content only, while others are open to vast amounts of content. WhatsApp is an easily accessible and user-friendly platform that most Ugandans are already familiar with, making it an ideal choice for creating or joining real estate groups. These groups offer a unique opportunity for networking, enabling users to make valuable connections in the industry, and people are eager to use them to exchange information and experiences in this thriving market. Which real estate groups should you join? My advice is that you join only those that are started by real estate professionals that you know and network with, focusing on real estate only, as they will provide you with valuable real estate information and data. Meanwhile, those that do not focus on real estate only are usually overloaded with adverts and posts from other sectors that may not be of interest. How do you find real estate groups to join? Finding groups on WhatsApp is not a straightforward process, however, you can find groups posted within other groups, especially by searching for the keyword join or the keyword WhatsApp. This will reveal several links that have been posted in several groups from which you can choose the groups that focus on real estate. Another easier way to find real estate-related groups is by joining the real estate community, which is a group that has a full list of several other real estate-related groups that you can easily join. How do you join a real estate group? For most of the groups, you simply get invited through a link that is posted directly to you or posted in another group. Alternatively, a person who is already a member of the group will ask the administrator to directly add you to the group. If you know the admin of the group, you can reach out to them to add you. Another more recent and more precise way to find real estate groups is when the group you are already in is added to the real estate community. This gives you access to other groups in the community that you can request to join. The community admin can also add you directly, or you can use the community link to access the list of real estate groups and then request to join each of them separately. How do you grow your existing real estate group? You can directly invite members to join your group using an invite link, but this takes a lot of effort to post the link to several individuals and groups, many of which you do not know. The easier way is to add your group to the real estate community to increase visibility, thus enabling real estate professionals in other groups within the community to easily find and request join your group at their own will. The real estate community is a group of other real estate groups that simply makes it easy for you to find and join key real estate groups, especially in circumstances where you have lost all your groups when you change your phone number or reset your device, and you need to rejoin several of your old groups quickly. Who is in all these real estate groups? Most of the groups have real estate agents and developers, and their main purpose is to share information on available properties to get referrals or to refer buyers to those agents who have what the buyers need. Some real estate groups are generic and thus allow all sorts of products, including cows, goats, and pigs. However, other groups like the Real Estate Database Group or the Lemudi Group are specific and do not allow any other posts apart from real estate-related posts. What are the challenges faced by admins of the real estate WhatsApp groups? I have learned that as a group admin, once you allow all sorts of posts in a real estate group, it will eventually be dominated by things like shoes, phones, cars, clothes, male enhancement drugs, people selling fake unlimited airtime / data and fake unlimited Yaka, plus all sorts of other products. Thus, the real estate posts will be engulfed, and visibility will be minimal for real estate products and services. Recently, I had an argument with one very arrogant fellow who insisted on endlessly posting his passport business content in one of my real estate groups, which was against the rules of the group, as his business was not related to real estate. He was adamant that he does not follow the rules and also insisted that he was invited into the group and that he did not invite himself. I counter-insisted that inviting him into the group does not mean that he should break the rules of the group. He continued posting his passport business, and I was then left with no choice but to boot him and his arrogance from the group. Managing those who post irrelevant content can be time-consuming, so the trick is to either get a full-time admin or add several of your trusted associates as admins to keep an eye on especially indecent posts while you are away. Administrators can utilize the group's description to establish and communicate the group's guidelines, providing members with clarity on permissible and prohibited activities. For instance, the Real Estate Database, RED, group features a description that includes the following directives. Please note, the red group is for real estate, listings, related content only, so things like cars, phones, shoes, bags, clothes, cows, goats, and pigs, speculation, crypto, MLM, medicines, like Lubalula, Mukama Nyamba, Vigara, Kukumanga, Manpower, Malondo, etc., are all not allowed. Are there some real estate groups that are unique? Yes, for example, there is one group called Searchers Crew that specializes in real estate inquiries only. In that group, you are not allowed to post any property listings, you are only allowed to post what your client needs so that members of the group can inbox you with suitable options for your client. That's according to the rules on the profile image of the group as shown in the attached picture. However, the admins of this group seem to have relaxed a lot lately, which has given a chance to real estate trolls to post shoes and cars in the group. There is another real estate group called Area Think Tank. This is for real estate professionals, especially those who are members of Area Uganda, and it focuses more on exchanging ideas that affect the industry and finding solutions to challenges within the real estate sector. It does not allow any property listing posts or posts that are unrelated to real estate. What are the benefits of joining Ugandan real estate WhatsApp groups? Market insights. Joining a real estate WhatsApp group in Uganda means gaining access to valuable market insights. Members often share information about current market trends, property listings, and investment opportunities. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a first-time buyer, these insights can help you make informed decisions. For example, companies such as Knight Frank and Myrtle Concepts frequently opt to disseminate both local and international market updates, along with quarterly and annual reports, within specific real estate groups. This approach allows the information to reach and benefit the members of these selected groups efficiently. Networking. Building a strong network in the real estate industry is crucial for success. These WhatsApp groups facilitate connections with real estate agents, developers, lawyers, and other professionals. Networking can open doors to partnerships, collaborations, and access to off-market deals. Property listings. Members frequently post property listings in these groups, including houses, apartments, commercial spaces, and land. It's a convenient way to browse a wide range of options and connect with sellers directly. Legal advice. Discussions in these groups often touch on the legal aspects of real estate transactions in Uganda. While it's essential to consult a legal professional for specific advice, the groups can provide a general understanding of the legal framework. Marketplace for services. In addition to property listings, members may offer or seek services related to real estate, such as property management, interior design, and construction. This can be an excellent resource for finding trusted professionals. What are the challenges of joining Ugandan real estate WhatsApp groups? While these groups offer numerous benefits, they also come with some challenges. Information overload. With constant updates and discussions, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the sheer volume of information shared in these groups. Users need to filter through the noise to find relevant content. Privacy concerns. Sharing personal information or engaging in transactions in these groups can raise privacy concerns. It's crucial to exercise caution and verify the identity of individuals you interact with. Spam and scams. Some groups may attract spam or fraudulent posts for things like unlimited data and unlimited yaka. Users should remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity to group administrators. In conclusion, Ugandan real estate WhatsApp groups offer a dynamic platform for individuals in the industry to connect, share valuable insights, and access a wide range of property listings and services. While these groups provide numerous advantages, including market knowledge, networking opportunities, and a marketplace for real estate-related services, they also come with challenges such as information overload, privacy concerns, and the risk of spam and scams. Therefore, users should exercise caution and moderation while actively participating in these groups to maximize the benefits while minimizing potential drawbacks. Ultimately, the real estate community group plays a pivotal role in not only creating a hub but fostering collaboration, visibility, plus growth of all other real estate groups within Uganda's thriving real estate sector.